America Meditating Blog Talk Radio Show. We collect wisdom, hear stories, and inspire each other. I'm Sister Jenna. Tune in live from Monday through Friday at 8 a.m.
Food, not to lose weight, but to help people lose generations of hate. While many around him rose up with violence, he sat down for peace. When others used religion as an excuse for war, he used it to remind them of love. Mahatma Gandhi made the world a far better place by reaching out with the strength he cultivated within his soul. Soul, pass it on from the Foundation for a Better Life at values.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Vint Verga, author of The Soul of All Living Creatures, and I listen to America Meditating Radio.
Today in school, I learned a lot. In chemistry, I learned that no one likes me. In biology, I learned that I'm fat, I'm stupid. In English, I learned that I'm disgusting. And in gym, I learned that I'm pathetic and a joke. The only thing I didn't learn in school today is why no one ever helps.
Kids witness bullying every day. They want to help, but they don't know how. Teach them how to stop bullying and be more than a bystander at stopbullying.gov. A message from the Ad Council.
to America Meditating Radio Show. I'm your host, Sister Jenna. We're broadcasting from the beautiful Meditation Museum in the nation's capital. And we are so excited because we're going to be opening up our second branch in Tysons Corner, Virginia. And, yep, the date has been moved. You know contractors, right? So it's always an interesting experience to test your piece when you're working with a construction project, so to speak. Anyway, the guys are amazing. It's just a matter of, I actually felt like I just didn't want to put any pressure on them. And there just wasn't a guarantee that they could open it up for me on September 21st. And I felt, what's the kind of vibration that we want to have in the museum anyway when we open up? So it'll be opened up on October 1st, so make sure you put that date down. And we're going to have a black tie event, and so we're looking forward to seeing you all decked up and also ready to meditate with your shoes off. Stay tuned. We're going to have a wonderful lady I've met a few months ago who is co-managing the Belief team of the new television show that's coming up between October 18th to 24th, which is known as Belief by the OWN Network. Etor Rignall is going to join us, and it's been a journey. It's been a journey because we are days into our Belief Days of Compassion and Healing on the America Meditating Radio Show. Your feedback has been amazing. Thanks, everyone, because it's our service, isn't it? Our service together that will make a difference on our planet. So stay tuned as Etor will join us, and we're going to do what we do best here on the show, and that's meditate. So breathe in deeply. And get yourself prepared to just let go of the things that you don't need anymore. Ready? Breathe in. Let's get a minute. Om Shanti. The time that we choose to be aware doesn't necessarily require me to just sit and meditate. But even while I walk and move around, I can be in a meditative awareness, which is awareness of the soul, the original, eternal, imperishable being of light. For a little while, I'd like to invite you to be present, to be here, and to be now. Allow your mind to settle in the moment, to relax. This meditation is about awareness. It's about becoming aware of your original and eternal self. About connecting to your truth. Let go of your name. And observe yourself feeling nameless. Let go of your gender. Discontinue thinking you're a man or a woman. Let it go and observe how you would feel walking around without a gender. Let go of the role that you play and let go of the titles that you own. Observe how you're feeling as you are gradually letting go. Let go of your religion and put it aside just for now. And let go of your nationality and even the language that you're accustomed to. Imagine you have no name, gender, role, title, religion, nationality, or even a language.
ask yourself, how do you feel at this moment? And in this feeling, who would think of you, and who would you think of? The Supreme Soul would think of you, and you, the liberated soul, would think of the Supreme. In this state of absolute freedom, I am truly who I am. A free, peaceful, pure, immortal, and eternal soul. Allow yourself to just be absorbed in this awareness. This time, welcome back, everyone. That was Letting Go from Off the Grid into the Heart. You're listening to America Meditating Radio Show. Earlier on, we had the fortune of hearing Lucinda Drayton on her message home, and this is what the show's about, isn't it? It's about elevating our thought. If we continue to elevate our thoughts, we will elevate our life, and our lives will uplift everyone else around us. And it's time for the real core beliefs to surface, and those are universal truths, don't you think? Goodness, purity, and peace, they're not abstract, actually, because they get revealed in our behavior and in our actions, so they're very, very real. But how do we move forward when we're so stuck in experiences of events from the past? You know, and what is your vision of a healed and transformed world? These are some of the questions I want to ask my wonderful friend, Itoy Rigno, who I've come into contact with a few months ago. Itoy has really, actually revealed to me the power of working together with such transparency, and she breathes trust in the way she juxtaposes a great large project. Itoy co-manages the Belief Team, which is an international community of individuals from diverse spiritual, cultural, and faith backgrounds, and that's come together to explore and build relationships through the themes explored in the docuseries Belief. The Belief Team is a project of OWN, the Oprah Winfrey Network and Values Partnership, a grassroots engagement firm. And as we all know that we've been discussing on the air for the last few days, Belief Television Series will be premiering October 18th to 24th, and we want to talk to Itoy about some of these areas and issues and stuff and how she looks at her own belief systems, but also how she looks at a healed world. And so all the way from sunny California, we've got Itoy. Welcome on the air, my dear.
Thank you. Thanks so much, Dudena, for having me today and being this such a tremendous visionary and partner of light in this. Thank you.
You have made it easy, and I enjoy working with folks who are just straight up and honest and beautiful. And I have been enjoying this conversation of compassionate healing for 11 days, and the AM show has been loving the questions that you all have formulated. And I know that one of the biggest ones is really wrapped around what is your vision of a healed world. And what I've been asking everyone is to start with the self, because I feel that that's where the change occurs. So when I turn to Itoy, what is her healed self? What does it sound like? What does it look like? What does it think like? And let us know a little bit about you.
Ooh, that's a good one. It's funny. You know, I think I strongly agree with the sentiment that the only way we actually truly transform the world is by understanding, fundamentally understanding who we are, our purpose on earth, why we were sent here, and creating a path through which to manifest that purpose. And I have this vision, I've held it for many, many years, of a world of fully self-actualized, self-realized human beings, and what's the possibility from that, right? If we're all fully connected, plugged in to ourselves. So for me, I definitely try to live the day. I definitely work in progress, I would say, in some topics, but I think for me, it's staying in alignment with my highest self, staying connected to the purpose that I know that God has given me, that we've co-created, to be honest. The duplicate relationship that we have as souls, God, that we, you know, set up an experience for ourselves. We may not know all the details of those experiences, but I think we would set up certain experiences designed to assist us in learning the lessons that we just learn in this lifetime. And so for me, it's about staying in that alignment 100%. So healing for me looks like the moment in my life where I am completely listening to my intuition, right? Like always, never doubting myself, never second-guessing, never letting the mind kind of overwrite that or fear overwrite that. And my experience that the times in my life where I've done that has been absolutely magical, absolutely magical. And I am functioning at my best. I'm loving at my best. I'm listening at my best. I'm giving at my best. And I'm able to actually really move forward my vision.
I get that. You know, and it's interesting because when we look at the world then, would we actually say one of the reasons why you and I have a job or sort of have service to do in the world, it's because our brothers and sisters are kind of trapped in old stories where they're not aligned to a higher way of conducting their thoughts and feelings?
Well, you know, it's interesting, going back to the self, I think that the world that we see around us, and this is manifested in our relationship as well, is also a reflection of us, or parts of us. So there's no real separation for me between what my brothers and sisters are going through. They may be experiencing their lives differently. I think we all are experiencing our lives differently. But right. I think our work in this world is first and foremost to transform ourselves. And to function inside of our highest, greatest potential. Inside of doing that, I think that we become a light and a mirror for others who are drawn to us, right, along a similar vibrational pattern. And their transformation can be facilitated through that connection, reflection, and ours as well. So it's a mutual process.
Wow. Well said, well said. Well, why don't you sort of update our listeners with the whole journey of belief that you've been on for the last few months, and I think no one better could actually offer clear insights of not only these 11 days of compassion and healing, but also of the upcoming television series being launched by Oprah Winfrey's network called Belief.
Yeah, so I was drawn into this process by the wonderful Joshua Dubois, who leads Values Partnership. We worked together on SOMA and creating a stronger connect community around that great film. He reached out to me around connecting around belief as well. For me, this is a project that deeply connects to my own core values and beliefs in terms of telling stories of what connecting, drives, strengthens us as people, often through the lens of religion, sometimes not. The thing that I love about the Belief series is that it does not represent all religions and every single religious practice, spiritual practice, but I think it does a really good job of giving you a piece of diverse experiences, everything from the Hasidic Jewish couple who believe firmly in the idea of soulmates and watching them go through this process of their marriage ceremony and what it means for their lives, their faith, you know, their connective tissue to their culture as well as spiritual practice, all the way to seeing, you know, the beautiful holy festival, you know, taking place in India, to seeing a family suffering from grief and seeking a way to deal with that grief, but not having a religious practice and attending Burning Man so that they can be in community with others who are looking to just connect with something beyond themselves and having a healing occur for them as a result of that. So the thing that I love about this series and that just resonated for me right away was, one, the ability to tell the story of how we interact with belief, how culture shapes belief, how we as individuals are constantly knowingly or unknowingly searching for a connection to something. And some of us call that something God, right?
Right.
Others of us who do not. So I think the series is really meant to spark divine connection for people based on, you know, who they are and where they're coming from. I think the series sparks this really powerful sense of intercultural connection and a willingness to see yourself in the other, and it does it so beautifully. And so I'm very proud of part of that and looking forward to our series, which premieres October 18th through 24th. In preparation for that, as I'm sure you heard, we're launching a Belief Days of Compassion and Healing, which started September 11th and goes through the 21st. To bring in, usher in a celebration around International Day of Peace. And the goal is really to just start having these conversations with one another around, one, what is our vision for a healed world, a transformed world, a world in which we are seeing ourselves in each other, where there isn't racial division, ethnic division, religious division, and to start having those conversations so we have folks around the world who are hosting, you know, everything from small intimate coffees and dinner dialogues in their homes or churches to hosting interfaith service projects to, you know, hosting global online conversations around the messages within this series. So we're very thankful for the amount of support, the amount of love, the amount of leadership that has been drawn to this series and people who are just very benevolently contributing their time, their effort, their platform, you know, their space to this conversation.
Mm-hmm. But I think that has a lot to do with just you and your team work and just the way that you roll with Values Partnership and the cooperation and openness that you've offered many of us that are on board. There's just this energy of trust and inclusion that I feel we're all in this business of consciousness raising, and very rare can you really get people out of their own little world of what they're doing just for themselves. And to just say, hey, guys, look, this is what I call, you know, love becomes a means of change, or you can choose tragedy. And I think that the love that is, the love that's coming around this Belief television show coming up between October 18th to 24th, it's just pulling folks in who are really ready to really promote healing across belief systems. Now, share with us before we get off of the air any last-minute things that you think our audience can participate in making not only these, you know, Days of Compassion very meaningful and very profound, but also the upcoming release of the television series called Belief.
Yes, so the first thing that I would recommend is go to beliefteam.com, that's beliefteam, one word, .com, and register, join the Belief Team. That will bring you into the communal conversation. It will allow you to review a few preview episodes of the series and engage in our biweekly conversations. We do a national conference call every 2 weeks. Leading up to the series where we engage in discussion around the themes in the series as well as identify ways to partner, to collaborate, to discuss events that people are hosting. If you feel led, sign up to host an event. During the remaining days of the Belief Days of Compassion and Healing, we have folks, you know, as we said, who are doing, you know, everything from in-person conversations, in-person group gatherings, sharing the belief trailer, talking and discussing that with your community, to just being present online. Daily, we will be sharing out the questions, the three key questions around the Belief Days of Compassion and Healing, I should say. And so join us at hashtag Belief Days in order to participate in that conversation. You can tweet at Own TV, at myself, E-Riginal, that's E-R-I-D-G-N-A-L, or at Joshua Dubois, one word, J-O-S. H-U-A-D-U-B-O-I-S. And we would love to just be in this conversation with you. But I think best entry point is registering at beliefteam.com, joining us for the conference call, and let's create a path together that we can deepen this conversation, that we can complement the work that many of you are already out there doing and have been doing for many, many years, and that we can hopefully facilitate a conversation that goes beyond the series. And we see the series as a catalytic moment to further this conversation of peace building, of connection, and of intercultural interface understanding. So join us, and we would love to have your participation.
Thank you so much. That was very beautiful. And in one word, as I let you go, in one word, Itu, I'm going to challenge you. What do you believe in one word?
Love.
I knew you were going to say that.
You did. I love it.
Thank you so much for joining us on the air, honey, and all the very best. Huh?
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
So it's time for us, everyone, to hold conversations that can bridge these divides. It serves no one to just be in your little corner of just what you know and what you're comfortable with. I think when we get to the core of our spiritual capacity or our spiritual worth, we're going to bridge all of this division. And yes, we talk a lot about it, but now it's time that we must do it. So please go to beliefteam.com and feel free to continue the conversation and hashtag on Twitter Belief Days, and don't forget to send it out to @OwnTV or @JoshuaDeBoer, and even at Itoy's Twitter handle, which is ERIDGNAL. I hope you've enjoyed our conversation today on the America Meditating Radio Show. We really appreciate your support over the years. And remember, no one can take away your happiness unless you give them permission. And we are here to love each other the same. And we'll now end our show with the beautiful voice of Kristen Hoffman.
dancing.